Thank you. The recordings have been started. Please go ahead.
Gisela, do you want to do a roll call?
Yes, absolutely. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's call, we have Deborah Hughes, Rafik Damak from staff. We have Julie Headland, myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Krista Papak and from Michael Young. Could also please just remind you to state your names when speaking for transcript purposes, even though it's a small group. Thank you very much. Over to you, Julie.
So, Debbie, I sent around a document with some minor changes late yesterday. I didn't receive any further edits from work team members, but Rob Hogarth had started to look through the document, and I thought it might be worth including the changes he'd made thus far, because I thought they looked like they were helpful.
Yeah, they really, I have actually had a chance to read it, and they are great. Tell Rob thanks so much. I'll send him an email.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to work through the document, so he'll have more changes.
That's great.
Did, you know, sort of about as much as he had time to do, and I thought it was worth including even just that bit.
No, I certainly appreciate it, especially since we've been slow to receive comments. Anything at this point is helpful.
Yeah,
I'm just thrilled that he took the time to do that. So that's nice. Rafik, have you had a chance to look at maybe not this most recent version, but the previous version? And have you, Tony, and Olga been chatting at all? Or tell me where we are.
Not really. I didn't talk with Olga and Tony. I saw that. We are going to work directly in the document now.
Okay.
Because next week we didn't have the conf call, I think that it's becoming a little bit complicated. It's a summer period, and is that everybody is quite busy, so that's why it's... I saw the same thing in some other working group.
I understand we're all swamped. I'm just trying to get a sense of, from a timing standpoint, what kind of update we need to probably give Philip Shepherd, Julie, because we're creeping very close to the deadline that we had gave him in Brussels. And my concern is, while we're making good strides, I just have a concern of meeting that. What did we tell him, August the 15th?
Actually, we've revised that to the 30th.
To the 30th. Okay, good.
Using the 15th is our deadline, and the 30th is sort of the final drop deadline.
Maybe that's why I've got August the 15th, like, all in my calendar with reminders, three reminders before it. I mean, like, I guess that's what I've been using that as my internal deadline. So that's good. That's good. So I'm going to leave it like that.
Yeah.
I really don't know what the best way is to proceed. Because, you know, I can keep, you know, tweaking my portion, but I don't want this to be the Debbie document. And I feel like the more I add... without really getting feedback from others, I want to make sure that I'm really capturing the thoughts of the entire group when we're, you know, putting this thing together. So I don't know. What do you recommend, Rafik? Do you just need some time to read it over the weekend and over the next week? I mean, what's the best thing? Because I know Olga's very, very busy, and so is Tony too.
Maybe if to make prioritization, so to see which section to need urgently to add more content, so it make it more. So we add more content to those section to need to be more expanded, and then we can after edit all the document and to rephrasing and to correct, etc.
Well, Well, I think we've got Rafiq, and Debbie, I apologize for stepping in.
No, go ahead.
We do have a few places that we've indicated in the document, highlighted in yellow, where we really do need more information. In particular, if we want to focus on, and I think it's a good point, if we want to focus mm-hmm. where we know we're missing things under Section 2.1.2.2, representation on a committee, and then at the end of that section, we say, insert more here about overall outreach strategy, recommended deliverable tools to be created, used by ICANN staff, and methods for accessing success engagement, I guess, determining a successful engagement. And then further, there's another section. Let me see if I'm scanning down here just to pull out some examples. There's an area where under maximizing use of ICANN's print and advertising/PR materials, some of the details and suggestions there, and that might be something, say, for instance, that that Rob and I could go to the communication staff. The next item, maximizing use of mailing lists and databases, needs some details and suggestions there. That might be something that, too, that perhaps staff could at least give a thought and provide a little bit of a substance there. Of particular interest perhaps to you, Rafiq, would be Section 2.1.6 on page 8, improving ICANN's communication with a global audience through commitment to translation. We're asking for some additional details there, and I know that was, I think, a particular interest of yours with Olga and Tony as well. That would be, I think, an important area to focus.
You know, another area, too, is the section right above that, Section 2.1.5, for resources for implementing the global outreach strategy. I know several of you mentioned experiences you have outside of ICANN that have been pretty successful in doing this type of outreach and that we should use those as examples. And I think to the extent we can provide more details or more examples of those types of, school of internet governance or other types of newcomer-type workshop programs or just outreach efforts that have worked really well, especially in the target populations, I think examples, more examples would be really helpful.
Just to clarify, well, we may you mentioned example. You want, like, for example, not a complete use case, but more, well-described example, or because it depends what kind, what level of details that we want. We can go for some example. We can go really into details. And I'm not sure if it makes sense for in our document if we put a lot of detailed examples.
No, I completely understand what you're saying. I guess what I'm wanting to make sure that we've captured some of the ideas that we've had discussions about, and I'm not sure that they're all in this document. If we think that it's important for us just to say, hey, there are a couple of programs that are already existing that ICANN should think of either partnering with or looking at as a template, and here's just a couple of them. If we just want to do a quick list and why we think they're important, I think that's great. If we think what we've got in here is sufficient, that's not my experience, so I don't know. So I'm really looking at you and Olga and Tony, who are more engaged in that piece, to know what are some of the existing programs that are out there in this space. And I agree, I don't think we need a detailed synopsis of each one of the programs. I just wanted to make sure that you all were comfortable that we've represented enough, at least examples, because when I think about this document and how it's going to be used, when I take a step back away from the actual work and the tools, when I think about why we're doing this, what I'm imagining is somebody's going to take this document and they're going to decide, yes, we're going to create this committee, And they're going to need suggestions on, okay, well, how do we do outreach? How do we create documents, and where do we start? And I think to the extent that we can provide them at least places to start looking or programs to start modeling, I think that would be really helpful. If I knew if I were in that position having to create something brand new, if there were places that I could go to take a look at something or models out there, that would certainly help the effort. So I agree. I don't know that we need super detail in this particular document. What I would, I guess, encourage is us to think about and challenge ourselves about whether or not we need more examples that we could point to. And if we, we think we're good there, then that's fine. What do you think about that?
Okay. So in the this weekend will be complicated. We'll be in short vacation, but I will try in Monday to read to add some to read the document and add as much content as much as I can. Because I read the board resolution, maybe if Julie have any information, because I see in the resolution number 6 the international dimension of ICANN, but the resolution is is not really clear. I am interested by the word, the term international, but maybe it's related somehow to our task. Is Julie has any detail about this resolution?
You're talking about a resolution that was passed yesterday, is that correct?
Yes.
Or,
yes. Okay. So Bruce forwarded to the GNSO Council list the list of the resolutions that were passed yesterday, and resolution number 6, International Dimension of ICANN, and the resolved line, Julie, is the board confirms the establishment of a board global relationships committee and adopts the proposed global relationships committee charter. The Board Governors Committee shall provide recommendations for the composition of the Global Relationships Committee. And so the question is, do we know anything about that? Do we know anything about their charter? And would this committee play any role, or should we encourage them to have a role in what we're talking about here?
That's a good question. I really don't know anything about it, but I can certainly find out. It sounds like it's at a very early stage, and that it's the Board Governance Committee that will be helping to set up this new committee. I did see Bruce's message, and I didn't have a chance to go through all the resolutions. They're kind of ended up being kind of funky in the way they came up in my email. But I'll take a look at that, and I'll work with Rob and try to figure out what this new committee might be. And I agree, it certainly sounds, from a very basic standpoint, to be a committee that we may want to engage with in some way. So I'll see what I can find out.
Right. I think one of the other things that we had on our to-do list of many things was to try to facilitate either a conference call or a reach out. I think Olga was willing to do that with you, Julie, to either someone from the Public Participation Committee or maybe even the current person whose name is escaping me now, who's in charge of communications, to kind of get their sense on global outreach and what resources are available. And this might be even more timely now to say, what's going on with this new committee and how would global outreach and if at all, be involved in the work of this committee.
Yeah, and I think that I know Rob was on the call and we discussed that, and I think that one concern we had was we weren't as far along in the documents
yep.
as we are now.
Yep.
So, and now, actually, with this new bit of information about this new initiative, this may be a better place for this to fall,
What I was hoping is we could kind of use that as our excuse, even though we're not as far along as we might want to be able to go to the board with, you know, some specific questions, we can now say, hey, we're working over here doing these things. We want to make sure that the work that we're, you know, still in the process of completing jives with what the charter or any of the other initiatives that are going on. So, you know, we can maybe use that, if that makes sense, as a means to reach out. You know, we're still working. You know, we don't want to bring an issue to you that's still in progress. However, we don't want our efforts to go left when the board is going right.
But then also, since this new group is in the formation, as it seems to me, then perhaps this is exactly the time to engage when the board governance committee is setting up the charter for that organization, and maybe some of our ideas, you know, could fold into that. So let me follow up with Rob and find out who best to reach out to on the board. There may be somebody in particular who's tasked within the board governance committee to shepherd this particular effort, and I don't know who that is, but Rob may know.
Okay, that's great.
So I'll take that on as an action item. Thanks for raising that.
That was a good point, Ralphie.
Hello.
Oh, it's Stephanie.
Hi, this is Tony Harris. I'm sorry, I'm a little late joining.
Welcome, Tony. We have Debbie and so on the call, Michael. And Olga, I able to make it.
Okay.
We were just discussing ways that we could, through the document and try and find how we could. And I'm sorry, I hear an echo. So I should probably stop talking. We were trying where we could fill in some additional details and information. Also, Rafiq pointed out the resolution that was passed in a board meeting yesterday to establish a new global participation committee in the board. I forget what it was called, and I'm trying to look.
Yeah. Sorry, Julie. It's Gisela. Just to say that Tony disconnected.
Oh.
So we're just reconnecting him now. He should be joining in a few seconds.
Okay. I mean, you know, I wasn't looking at the meeting viewer. I would have seen that.
It's fine. I see him on hold.
Wondering,
so
maybe he was the echo.
He was the echo.
Okay, well, maybe we'll give him a second or so to get back in.
They're still trying to connect.
Ah.
There he's back.
Hi, Tony. Sorry we lost.
Okay, I'm putting myself on mute because the echo is on my line.
Okay. Great, thanks. So at any rate, Tony, we were explaining that looking through the document, to try to identify areas where we can fill in some additional details. Rafiq offered to look through in a few places, and what I'll actually do after this call is pull out some of the spots where we're looking for additional detail. And also, I'm going to follow up with Rob on this resolution that the board passed yesterday to set up a new board committee on sort of the globalization of ICANN. We'll try to engage the right person on the board who is probably from the board governance committee who's following up on that particular effort. I'll turn it back over to you, Debbie.
Sure. Welcome, Tony. What we were just discussing, the last big issue was areas in the document where we wanted to add more detail, and one of those areas was that I really wanted feedback from you, Olga, and Rafiq, particularly about the types of programs that are currently existing or initiatives that are currently existing in this space that ICANN could look to as either an example of a outreach program that's been successful, or materials or programs, or at least even a strategy that's been successful. Because from my estimation, when we create this document, I thought it would be really helpful that we give the group not just the charge, go out and do global outreach, but give them examples that they could refer to. And so the conversation Rafiq and I were just having was, well, what does that really mean? How detailed do we want this document to be? And Rafiq raised a good point that we don't want to put too much in the document. We don't want, you know, we don't want to, you know, put too many synopses, perhaps. But I was thinking that maybe there are opportunities in the document for us to provide more examples of programs that have been successful that could be used as at least something for the committee to look at when they're coming up with either their strategy, coming up with programs, or coming up with ways to actually do the outreach. So we would love to hear your thoughts there. There's only a few of us on the call, and but so we were just having that conversation. Tony?
Pia, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can I speak, or is there a huge echo on the line?
No, you're fine.
Okay, fine. It looks like it's cleared up then. Actually, about what you were just saying, possibly one organization or entity that might be an example would be the Internet Governance Forum. They seem to have been quite successful in congregating a lot of participants in whatever they do, and that might be one place you could look. Other than that, it's a little complicated because you can do a fantastic outreach and marketing effort to get ICANN to get awareness of ICANN everywhere. The problem is that what ICANN does is so esoteric to the normal businessman or possibly academician or whatever, that they may find some difficulty in figuring out exactly what they could, what the benefit would be to start participating in ICANN. I mean, it's about names and numbers and protocols and that's about it. Okay.
So I think what I'm hearing from you is part of our challenge is going to be taking a look at outreach and this problem from a more basic level. How can ICANN explain what it is and what it does to populations, sectors of the community that have no experience with ICANN? So how can we do that and explain that in a way that makes sense? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, that would be part of it, but I would also say that there is a problem of the message, as you say. What I usually tell people, you know, if they say, well, what use is ICANN? And, I mean, what's the point? There's a very simple answer. Without the critical resources that ICANN oversees, there wouldn't be an Internet. It's as simple as that. And that tends to catch their interest from that point on.
Debbie?
Yes, please.
So it's good that Tony bring the example of IGF. IGF is more forum. It happened once per year. I think that people find interest there that because there are many topics. So for before each forum, they define a set of topics, and then the people can focus. And in the IGF, in the first day, in one of the first sessions, it's called orientation session. That help people to understand what's IGF, what's the main topics, etc. But in, for example, in ICANN meetings, I'm not sure that we have such things. So it's more easy for insider and people who come many times to ICANN meetings to know where to go, which important session to attend, etc. But for newcomer, it's always complicated. Maybe we didn't focus too much in ICANN meetings. And ICANN meetings, usually what I observe it in IGF, especially for example, like in Egypt, etc., that we can bring many locals to attend because it's more easy for them to attend IGF. And then after attending some workshop, they get interested to join or to involve somehow. And I'm not sure that for ICANN meetings, I can succeed in that. We have sometimes locals, but I'm not sure that they follow up after they try to follow the next ICANN meetings through remote participation, or even to, if they have the chance or the opportunity to attend other ICANN meetings. So maybe we can suggest some ideas about real ICANN meetings, how we can maybe we can make them more to make them a good opportunity for first for locals to attend and to engage them in more for in real sustainable approach.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Yeah, no, I agree with Rafiq. I think he made a very good point. If you look at what happens in ICANN meetings, and I organized one in Argentina, so I know. If you, you know, look at the database of people who actually attended the meeting, I think normally you'll find the local attendance to an ICANN event is not more than, at the most, 15%. You've got about 85 or 90% people who follow ICANN everywhere, but not many local stakeholders get involved, particularly new ones.
Sorry, I was on mute. No, this is a good point. So I think that messaging is the kind of thing that we want to put. Let me see. I was trying to take notes and then trying to think of where in the document. I think this is probably the kind of thing that should go maybe either in the strategy section. Julie, what do you think? Where would these types of comments fit, like in the creation of the strategy?
Yeah, I think maybe the strategy. I mean, if we're talking about the I think it's where there was a place where we were looking for some additional details and, you know, what is our overall outreach strategy? I mean, if we have right now somewhat limited, you know, participation locally in ICANN meetings, what is our strategy to encourage more local participation at ICANN or other regional meetings? How do we reach out? Who do we reach out to? What organizations do we get in contact with to, you know, to say, hey, this is happening. You know, you really need to be there. You know, I would think sort of where it would fit as part of the overall outreach strategy. But others can, you know, correct
okay.
me. I don't know, Tony.
Hello.
What do you think? Tony?
Yeah, I was just gonna say to that point. I do believe I put in a paragraph about that, and it's included in the report, the fact that at local meetings, more efforts should be made to contact local associations, chambers of commerce, universities, and NGOs to make sure that those people are aware of the event and send somebody to it.
So
I think it's in the document already.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
Topic. I think the other, what I also observed in IGF, that the hosts try to bring as much people as they can. I'm not sure how ICANN is cooperating with the hosts usually for that. But for IGF, like, it's one of the best examples was in Egypt. They bring many, for example, young people, many stakeholders, they participated. I think even the percentage was really, really impressive. So it's a good example to follow for ICANN meetings. So the ICANN can collaborate, as Tony suggested, that to contact directly locals, organizations, etc., but also to work with the hosts to bring more people, because they know how to promote the event and which community they can contact for that. For example, I remember I wasn't there, but when they organized ICANN meetings, maybe 2003 in Tunisia, they even the hosts, so the Tunisia hosts, so they contact some university and bring many students to attend the ICANN meeting. So it's not really complicated. It's more easy to bring locals to attend than to after to try to outreach people to travel, etc. So to focus in more local initiative can be easy to do and can be efficient too.
Thanks, Rafi. I'm sorry, I'm sitting here scanning the document trying to find the section that Tony's referring to, because I'm trying to write this.
Maybe, I think, Debbie, it's maybe on page 3.
Okay, thanks. I just want to make sure I've got my notes.
Where we're talking about an outreach strategy, getting in touch with different organizations, target populations, plans for reaching those populations, identifying resources. Focal points for newcomers. I think it's an area where they're probably, you know, it would benefit from having the example of a couple of the examples that Rafiq just mentioned and the IGF as well. Because right now the couple of paragraphs there are more high level.
Yep.
And then maybe a paragraph of, as an example, you know, this is how the IGF does it, or, you know, the strategy that that Rafiq just mentioned with, organizing the ICANN meeting in Egypt and getting young people and students involved and going to, you know, Tunisia House and so on.
Okay. Great. Are there other areas? Because what I would love to be able to do is take the last version that was circulated, which I guess is now the version that Rob added his comments to.
Correct.
If we could go in this document and kind of highlight the areas that we talked about today on the call as areas where we want people to focus, I think Rafiq made a good point, is rather than telling people read the whole document and comment, why don't we help direct people a little bit more by saying, can you provide comments in the following highlighted sections first? I mean, you're welcome to comment every place, but can you start at least thinking here? And then I'll have a separate conversation with Michael about the specifics of the newcomer program and the newcomer outreach materials to see if there's more detail that we need to add to those portions of the document. But would you be able to do that, Julie?
Go through, and I mean, we've got a few little sentences highlighted in yellow, but what I'll do is I'll highlight the section in yellow and then type in red, you know, need additional examples here, and and for instance, in this section on page 3, you know, mention, you know, ICANN in Egypt, you know, contact with, you know, academic students and whatnot.
Yeah, I think that might just help clue people in rather than what I've been saying is read it and comment on everything. Maybe if we just focus people on those areas first, and then Once we get that done, then we can just talk about the other areas that we think need more detail. I will follow up with Michael to see what other details or other thoughts he might have specifically about the newcomer workshop and related programs so that we can make sure there's enough detail there in that suggestion. Were there any other areas that that anybody thought we needed to focus on?
Well, if not, you know, maybe this would be the best way to start. I'll highlight the sections that we've talked about here and send around the documents and you know, make it real easy for people to see where we're looking for, you know, where people really need to focus as opposed to focusing on the whole document. And then mention, too, you know, some of the, you know, folks that we think might really be able to speak to those sections. And I can insert, you know, for example, Rob and I will explore the idea of the board, the new board committee, and I think I know where that fits in the document. And then these ideas, some further details on outreach, and I can put that in the appropriate sections. I think there's a couple of places where that would probably fit in, and then send that around for everybody to look at and provide comments prior to next week's call.
Sounds good. So is there anything else we should chat about?
Well, if not, then maybe we'll go ahead and use this time, I'll get this out today, and we'll ask for people to provide, you know, input no later than, say, you know, noon or afternoon next Thursday that I can pull together for Friday's meeting.
Okay, and I'll be sure to send another reminder on Wednesday, asking everybody to get their comments into you again by noon on Thursday Eastern Time, Julie.
Yeah, that would be fine.
All right. So I'll do that.
Wonderful.
Okay, I have nothing else. Is there anything else anybody wants to chat about? If not, I think we can adjourn.
Well, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice weekend.